Nova bella elegito minus et porta sostium ipse subverti
January 8th, 1 John 4:1-6. We continue with the theme of discernment of spirit. It's a part 2. And I repeat a part of the whole reading of yesterday. My dear friends, not every spirit is to be trusted, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, for many false prophets are at large in the world. This is a proof of the Spirit of God. Any spirit which acknowledges Jesus Christ come in human nature is from God. And no spirit which fails to acknowledge Jesus is from God. It is the spirit of the Antichrist, whose coming you have heard of. He is already at large in the world. Children, you are from God and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are from the world, and therefore the world inspires what they say and listens to them. We are from God. Whoever recognizes God listens to us. Anyone who is not from God refuses to listen to us. This is how we can distinguish the spirit of truth from the spirit of falsehood. Today's reading from the Epistle of John challenges us to examine the spirit to see if they are from God. This test must be carried out very well, because not only in the channel denial that Jesus is the Christ does the spirit of the Antichrist work, but always and everywhere where the teaching of God and his church is attacked, relativized, or even denied, that is, where an arrow is spreading. Yesterday I explained that it is not an offense against love to call moral misconduct also as such. It is the same with errors. They too must be clearly named. This is not a moral judgment of a person and a condemnation of him or her, but a determination of the objective situation from the perspective of our Catholic faith. Let us take theological errors or deviations from the teaching of the Church as an example. If, for example, the real resurrection of Christ was denied, or the reality of the presence of Christ in the Holy Eucharist, or the virginity of Mary, or other articles of our holy faith, what a horrible effect this would have on the faithful. If such errors were taught to seminarians, for example, what would it mean for future generations of priests? In such a case, the spirit of the Antichrist is at work. He is already in the world, and the text of today shows us clearly. This must also be said clearly, and the faithful must be warned by the shepherds against such errors. If this does not happen, the shepherds will no longer protect the flock and will become co-workers of the spirit of the Antichrist. It is necessary to listen to the authentic teaching of the Church, to follow the teaching of the apostles, as it was handed down to us. We must not have any illusions and must realize that the Church is always attacked by the spirit of the Antichrist and that this spirit tries to infiltrate her. But it is bad if this is not properly perceived and appreciated by those who are responsible for the people of God. Then, the believer themselves must carry out the discernment of the Spirit and orient themselves to the shepherds who do not compromise themselves with the spirit of the world. In conclusion, I would like to point out what I understand by the separation of spirits, what I mentioned in the first meditation. First, it is our task to carry out the discernment of spirits in its various aspects, as I have described in some points of the meditations. For this purpose, the Apostle John asks us, examine the spirits. The separation of spirits, on the other hand, means, from my point of view, a clear general disentanglement and separation of light and darkness. In the 13th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, the following is said in connection with the Last Judgment. Matthew 13:49. So it will be at the end of the world. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous. It is my hope and also my prayer that God will let his angels become effective so that the present confusion which is spreading in the church and in the world can be overcome. In other words, may the angels help to bind the anti-Christian spirit, which has entered our holy church in various ways, that he cannot continue to infiltrate the church. It must remain clear to Catholics what is Catholic and what is not Catholic, what is truth and what is error, what is morally right and what is morally wrong, what is ecumenically appropriate and what is not appropriate, which pastors are still following the truth and which not. Since we human beings are very vulnerable and can easily err, it is better that the holy angels who act in full knowledge of God separate light and darkness from one another. That is to separate the spirits. They help to unmask the work of the demons, and as members of the heavenly church, they rush to the aid of the church on earth by driving out the demons, so that light and darkness will not continue to be mixed.
The offertory verse is taken out of the book of the Judges and says, new wars has chosen the Lord, and he himself crashed down the enemy's gates. There they repeat the righteous triumphs of the Lord, the righteous triumphs of his villagers in Israel.
Ubi cordis Iesus.